Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
These trumpet presentations aren't over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You know, Long. Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs.
Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thunderstruck.
John Cena.
Thunderstruck.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my goodness! Why did I think of that?
I don't know, but it was hilarious.
It's good. If nobody out, I know everybody. Somebody out there has heard the John Cena prank call. Kyle and Derek just heard it. It is hilarious. I think it's funny. I think it's really funny. Just YouTube that, baby, and listen to it. All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. Good evening. I'm Lon Tay. Derek Piper is here. Kyle Toss giving his one thought for the hour, which we appreciated, and I thought it was a very well-said thought on this Illinois basketball team. Kyle, you said on the U of I Atlantic Lake text line that Illinois has not been – listeners are not giving very good odds of Illinois making it to the Sweet 16.
You can call me Sal says negative infinity percent in his opinion. So
okay,
it's not good.
That isn't good, I don't think. Yeah, come on. I don't know. Why could they? I'll ask that.
Why could they?
Why could they make the Sweet 16?
Because Matthew Meyer's been there before. Terrence Shannon's been to the Sweet 16 before. Obviously, both guys, as far as star power, which is played out in the NCAA tournament time and again. And some of the examples that we even point to with North Carolina last year, Caleb Love went off. Baycott is a big man.
Yes.
Your favorite tandem that we've seen here recently, UCLA, Jaime Jaquez and Johnny Juzang were able to lead a team that was an 11 seed to the Final Four because their dudes were just putting up 20-plus in games and were able to power that team to the Final Four. Not that I'm saying Illinois is going to go that deep, but as far as those two guys showing up, being stars, that can lead Illinois to a Sweet 16 if their defense really locks in. And we've seen the high points of them being able to shut down some guys. But as I've mentioned, on the whole, their defense hasn't been fantastic here in February. But that's kind of the recipe. And there have been nights when depth has really shown up, like Ty Rogers' emergence. We know Epps is capable. We know that Dane can score inside when he has it going. Coleman is a very good defender and sporadic offensively, but they have different pieces if those come together. So those are the reasons why it could happen. Obviously, the reason why it wouldn't is inconsistency, lack of three-point shooting. I think that if you have an athletic opponent that can match up with Shannon, make it hard for him to get downhill and go to the rim, then you're going to force Illinois probably to shoot threes, and I just don't think that's going to end well.
Defensively, you know, the thing lately has been, why does everybody have their career day against Illinois? Now, certainly Bruce Thornton didn't go for like 30.
He was close, but not to 30, but to his career high. He was 2 points off.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What did he finish with, 21?
He had 20. His career high was 22.
I mean, it's kind of alarming that, listen, there's going to be nights when guys just go off, right? But it's kind of alarming to me that we can't recognize that during a game and figure out a way to maybe attack Bruce Thornton with two quick guards coming at him right at half court. Make him get rid of the ball. And then guess what? Don't let him get it back. It's the easiest way to play defense, kids. If you ever want to learn how to play defense, when your guy passes the ball, don't let him have it back. Then he can't score. I know that sounds super simple. But it just does amaze me sometimes that how about, okay, so you got Sincere Garden Thornton. How about throw Epps at him? Just run at him.
Make him get rid of it.
Make him give it up.
Yeah, make him get rid of it. Throw some energy on defense at them one time and make them make a decision that they maybe will mess up. I mean, this is a team that had won 11 games coming into that game. I'm fully confident that they could mess up on their own. But certainly, Illinois let him get comfortable. They let Thornton do what he wanted. He didn't miss. I think one time in the first half, he was 6-7. And then, of course, Suing does his thing. Brown goes 4-4. I don't know. There's just, like you said at the top of the show, or not off the top of the show, midway through, you're like, I think Ohio State made Illinois' offense uncomfortable. Well, Illinois certainly done that this season against teams, but it amazes me how they always let just seemingly one guy do what he wants to do. And I don't know, is it an idea of we're going to let him get his and we're not going to let anybody else get theirs, and that leads to a win? I mean, that has been something that coaches have used for years, right?
Yeah,
I'm not going to stop this guy. We'll let him get his. Like Zach Edey. We're going to let Zach probably because what else are you going to do, right? I mean, I don't know how you stop him anyway.
You got to double him.
And that's true. That's a bad example, actually. But I'll shut up now and listen. I don't know. The comfortability, if that's, I think I added an R in there, of which like Thornton and Ohio State's offense was running was just really frustrating to me.
There's something to be said for deception. I don't think Illinois' defense has any deception. I don't think they have used anything as far as, all right, they're going to guard me a certain way and maybe they'll change it up. Maybe they'll blitz a ball screen instead of just sitting there and drop or whatever. I think that's something when we come back to versatility, which was a big theme, and Brad had even said it's the biggest strength of our team going into the year, that you'd be able to do some different stuff, almost to the point where a team might even not know what is coming at them
right.
In a certain circumstance. So I think you got to probably not be deceptive. You just got to double the heck out of Edey. You're going to see Dickinson this week.
Yeah.
That's going to be really interesting to see how they handle that. But one quick stat, I know we got to catch a break before we get to Calamity, but I was going through the Bart Torvik numbers, which I know you do every night before you go
Bart.
To bed.
Absolutely.
It's analytics, and I filtered it so the month of February.
Okay.
Illinois in the month of February, by the analytics, the 86th best team in the country.
Wow.
It's not very good. Offensive efficiency.
Wow.
98th.
Okay.
This might surprise you. Defensive efficiency, which on the seasons in that top 25, top 30 range, 89th. So this team has not been a high-quality defensive team in the month of February. Not that they can't be or haven't been big picture, but that kind of gives you a snapshot of within the last month how this team is trending.
Right.
They haven't been a top-notch team in general and really at either end.
Who knew Sky Clark was that good? Who knew? All right. That is alarming. I mean, let's be honest. Brad's teams have done the opposite of that the last 2 years.
Correct.
This year it's not. So we'll see. Hey, you know what? Again, maybe this is such a strange year that Illinois is going to go into this thing completely opposite of what they've done the last two seasons. They're going to go in just playing horrendous basketball and then make a run to New Orleans.
Could happen.
Or where's it at again?
Houston.
Houston. Maybe that's what they'll do. All right, we got to catch a break. Calamity McIntyre, Illinois women's basketball assistant coach, going to join us on the other side. It's 4:14. It is The Drive.
UC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at UC are designed with your goals in mind. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Hi, we're your Prairie Gardens plant experts. Let's talk about winter houseplant care.
Two things you'll want to do is water less and stop fertilizing because houseplants go dormant in the winter or really slow down. And you'll also want to hold off on doing any repotting until March or so.
It's also a good idea to move your houseplants to where they may get a bit more sun.
Just make sure to keep them away from drafts and vents when you do move them. Come to Prairie Gardens. We are here to answer all your plant questions.
This is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home!
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any HOMEs on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance. Go to ErieInsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Dwayne Linton, a nationally certified nurse in the emergency department at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I work with a team of people who really care about what they do and are very flexible and adaptive in rapidly changing critical situations, and I would trust any of them at any time.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Dwayne in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
Gear up to support your Fighting Illini basketball team this season at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Shop their great selection of basketball t-shirts, sweatshirts, and NIL jerseys as you cheer on your Fighting Illini. Visit them at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
A huge new shipment of houseplants has just arrived to the Prairie Gardens greenhouses. Find all your favorites, monstras, fiddleleaf fig ferns, succulents, and more. And the cool and unusual, with new varieties in the PG greenhouses for the very first time. Come enjoy the lush greenhouses filled with thousands of new arrivals. And PG plant experts always on hand to answer your plant questions. At Prairie Gardens, your locally owned garden destination since 1964.
Hey Illini fans, it's your girl Chinee Ogumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Invested in our community since 1908. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Maybe you've attended an event at one of the more than 50 organizations First Federal supported last year. We help make our community a better place, and we invite you to visit us and discover better banking for yourself. Experience the exceptional, friendly service from our knowledgeable staff. Speak with real people, not a recording during business hours. We're never too busy for you. Hey, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try. We think you'll love it here. 356bank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS. 435120.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper. It is sunny outside, Derek Piper.
It's beautiful.
I have a snippet from Harold Reynolds, excuse me, and is it Matt Vasgersian? I can't even say his name. Off MLB Network talking about the Cardinals. We could maybe play that later and just sit back and think warm Cardinals baseball thoughts.
Goldie and Nato went back-to-back today.
They did?
Saw that on Twitter.
I noticed Kyle didn't bring that to the table today. Like, as an intern, he's supposed to bring little tidbits such as that to the table, but he just, as a Cubs fan,
let it slide.
Just let it slide and decided not to worry about that. All right, it is great that you and Coach McIntyre buried the hatchet, because the last time she was on, you wouldn't even walk through the door, and Coach, he's
here now. Don't
do me
like that.
So I appreciate you guys burying the hatchet. Thank you, Coach.
That is awesome.
I kid, of course, but it is great having you back on. Calamity McIntyre, she is Illinois women's basketball assistant coach. First of all, congratulations on an unbelievable season. You guys bounce back, get the win at Rutgers. I know you still have plenty ahead. Don't get me wrong. We're not looking behind yet. But in a nutshell, to be able to have the kind of regular season you guys had, what did that mean to you and the coaching staff and these players?
Yeah, you know, I think the main thing that it meant to us is just how much the team has bought into the culture and the one-way mentality and Coach Green's way of doing things. Because, I mean, everybody can say, oh, you guys went and got all these players, this and that. And but at the end of the day, no matter what you do, your team has to buy into what you're doing. And they do that fairly quickly, and they really embrace each other. And and they love each other and they play hard and they play together. So, I mean, honestly, that's our takeaway. I mean, what we've done is what we're doing. We just didn't know how quickly it would happen, and credit to the players for making it happen.
Clement, I know the last home game at State Farm Center didn't go the way that you wanted. You get a blowout loss against Nebraska, but to be able to bounce back, go on the road at Rutgers, to put yourself in a pretty good position as far as the NCAA tournament goes, you guys didn't lose back-to-back games all year. What does that say about the team to be able to put that one behind and to be able to respond each time after a loss?
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Green always tells our team after a loss that she trusts them and she knows they'll respond. Her teams traditionally have responded. And I think it just speaks to the unity of our team and staying together and, you know, keeping the outside, and the main thing. And we just say always the people that matter the most are in this room. And, you know, if you ever have something to say, you say it. Anybody else has something to say, we don't care. Like, we're on to the next and focused and locked in on the next one. And our players are pretty honest with themselves about when they don't play well. They don't try to cover it up or blame somebody else. We always say, you know, there's no blaming or complaining or defending in our program. And they do a really good job of owning it and then working harder and staying locked in. And like I said, just on to the next. So, I mean, again, credit to the players, but also credit to Coach Green's leadership and her approach to letting the team know she really trusts them and that she knows they'll bounce back.
I'm sure you're probably on to the next when it comes to the All Big Ten awards and first teams and everything, but you'll probably appreciate the fact that Illini fans are pretty ticked off that Shauna Green's not the Big Ten Coach of the Year. Do you care about that? Does Shauna care about that? What do you make of the decision to not have her win that award?
Yeah, it's not really something we talk about. We didn't talk about it one time today. When it comes to awards and stuff like that, it's obviously awesome for some of our players to get the recognition that they got today because they've worked their butts off. And so to put our program on the map and having Makaira get first team and Jen and KB get second team and the, you know, Dow got honorable mention and just all of it. Like, that's putting our team on the map. But as far as, like, Coach Green, she doesn't care. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of great coaches in this league and a lot of great teams have done a lot of great things. And credit Terry at Indiana for doing such a tremendous job. But that there's no comparison there for us. Like, we know what we've done, but it's not in comparison to even what has happened in the past. Like, we're just doing what we do and taking it one day at a time. And you get those awards and you're grateful, but if you don't, like, no offense to anybody, but, like, who cares, right? So
I'm with you there. I'm with you there. And we do need to look ahead, and we will, but for Makaira to get that first team, that's a cool honor.
Yeah, she's a special player, but honestly, she's a special person. She's an incredible competitor. And, you know, you want to talk about, like, having a bad game, win or loss, like, Makaira always bounces back. She could have a bad quarter, and she's going to bounce back. And she's taken on a leadership role this year that she's never had before as a player. So, you know, she's just, credit her to just, like, one, coming here and trusting this staff and this program and all the changes that she had to make and meeting good new teammates and embracing new people and a new way of doing things in a new area. Like, Makaira has just, like, she's one of the most loyal people I've ever met in my
life.
And she's been unbelievable for this team and this program this year.
Clement, I know she was part of that 2020 class back at Dayton that was nationally ranked top 25 for you, and you were the recruiting coordinator there. How have you seen her grow since then? And then obviously to step up in a high major conference and to just not miss a beat and take her game to another level.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because when we recruited Makaira, it was literally all Big Ten schools. Us, Kentucky was in there, and Cincinnati, her hometown school, was there. And so seeing Makaira grow has been incredible, because I was still at Dayton for her freshman season. And I was her position coach and had recruited her. And Makaira had a lot of frustrating days, because we had, like, three fifth-year seniors, including Jenna Jaconi, and a transfer from South Carolina that was our starting point guard. And Makaira was going up against a fifth-year point guard every single day that's built like a running back.
Right.
And, you know, seeing her during that time, like, her frustration and not being able to guard Arion Bradshaw, and then now seeing her smile and laugh about those times, and, like, you know, just her ability to just consistently grow. She has come such a long ways. But there was never any doubt that she could compete at this level, because she played for Mount Notre Dame, as one of the top programs in the country, top sure. high school girls basketball programs in the country, and then played for a really elite club team as well. You know, several players, a Notre Dame player, a player from Michigan, a player from, I mean, there's just several players that played on her high school and club teams that we're playing against all the time. A kid from Iowa. So, you know, Makaira's got a lot of familiar faces in this conference, and she's done more than hold her own, I would say.
Yeah, without a doubt. It is fun visiting with Calamity McIntyre, assistant coach, Illinois women's basketball. All right, next will be either Rutgers or Northwestern, two teams that you've swept this year. Is that scary to a coach going in? Do you look at it like, oh, no?
No.
Okay.
No. You know, there's all that old school talk about hard to beat somebody three times.
Well, I am old, coach, so.
Well, me too. I mean, I grew up that way.
You're right, though. You're right.
It's just another game where we have to go 1-0. And so, you know, the only thing that matters is that we've played both teams. We're familiar with the personnel. Like, the girls know them. But at the end of the day, it's March, right? You got to step up and play your best basketball or you'll go home. And it doesn't matter how many times you've played somebody. It doesn't matter what they're ranked. None of that matters at this point. We're more concerned about us than anybody else. Like, we've got to go put our best game on the court. We've got to be more together than we've ever been. We've got to be more prepared. We've got to be more competitive. We've got to be more locked in than we've been. And it doesn't matter who we play. This team knows they can compete against anybody.
Sure.
But it's really and truly about us more so than it is how many times we've played somebody or who's scary or, you know, let's tip the ball up and let's play.
Let's go.
Calamity, to follow up on that, I know you just said it right there, like, to be the best version of yourselves this time of year. And we've seen what that looks like. You beating Iowa, that good of a team here in Champaign. But I do want to ask you, you were part of a Texas squad last year that went to the Elite Eight. Was there anything that you took from that run, playing in March, being able to advance, that maybe you can translate or use as experience that you hope to see out of this team at this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, last year at Texas, we went into the Big 12 tournament, and, you know, we weren't the favorite by any means. I mean, we had been kicked by Baylor earlier in the year, and there was just some different things that had happened that we were not the favorite. But this time of year, it truly is, you know, you can step up and play your best basketball and upset someone. And then, you know, you go into the next game, you've got that momentum, and it just kind of carries you a little bit. And that kind of happened to that Texas team in the NCAA tournament because of how they performed, how we performed in the Big 12 tournament. We ended up winning the Big 12 tournament and had a lot of confidence going in. But at the end of the day, your defense travels. And that's something that we've always talked about in Shauna's programs, but even, you know, it stood even more true with that Texas team last year. Like, your defense is going to be what sustains you. Now, obviously, you got to be able to throw that thing. You got to be able to make some shots. Because that matters too. But if you can hold your own defensively and rebound at a high clip, the rest of it always takes care of itself. And that's something that we did well in that tournament run that we made last year at Texas.
Calamity, I've been around enough coaches to know they don't like to think too far forward.
No,
you got
don't.
A game Thursday. I know you hope to play through the weekend there in Minneapolis, but you're projected as a tournament team. What would that mean to sit there and watch that selection show and to see Illinois flash across the screen? You've had that experience at Texas and Dayton before. What would that mean for this group, you think?
Yeah, you know, it's been a goal of ours. We don't go back and, like you mentioned, we don't talk ahead very much. We have goals. We don't talk about them a lot. We all know that's what we want to accomplish. But it will be a special day if our name gets called on Selection Sunday. It will be a very special day. And, you know, for this team, for this program, for Coach Green's first year, but also for this community.
Yes.
And the, I mean, we've just been having so much support here from this Illini fan base and this community. And man, what a special thing to be able to give to the university, to the community, to the team, and beyond, the athletic department, everyone. Just to be able to have our name called on that day would be really, really special. But we know we're not in, you know? We know we're not in yet.
Right.
And so, as you mentioned, you know, not looking too far ahead, but we know we have to take care of business for our name to get called. And so we went 1-0 today in practice, had a phenomenal practice. The girls were locked in, and that was exciting. So we'll try again tomorrow in practice and you know, continue that journey.
Do you guys, are you in Minneapolis now? No.
No, we were supposed to load the plane at 5:30, but we got pushed back an hour. So we're headed to the airport a little bit later on, and we'll fly there tonight and practice in Minneapolis tomorrow. And, of course, watch the game that will determine our opponent tomorrow.
Are you able, is it Target Center? Is that right? Are you able to practice there, or will you just go to like another, like community college or something around that area?
We'll be at an offsite. I actually believe we might be at the university. To be honest with you, I haven't even looked that far on the itinerary. I'm like, what are we doing today? And then tomorrow I'll be like, okay, somebody tell me where to be.
Right. Where's Coach McIntyre? The plane's leaving at 10.
Yeah, no doubt.
She's talking to the radio people. She's famous. That's what it is. Well, Coach.
No question. Now, there's two games there tomorrow, so I'm sure
that's right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. I forget. I always forget that now with all these teams now. They start so early. That's my fault on that. So, well, listen, safe travels. Congrats on a great regular season. Now let's turn up the heat for the postseason. I'm excited about this Big Ten tournament to watch you guys play. Of course, that'll start Thursday night for Illinois. It'll be around 8 o'clock. And then, of course, on to the NCAA tournament, where that will be awesome to watch the selection show and get you guys in that tournament. So, Coach, thank you so much, and good luck moving forward.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Calamity.
That is Coach Calamity McIntyre for Illinois women's basketball. And, of course, that I was thinking, I'm like, surely they got to be getting to Minneapolis. I totally forget now that those tournaments start on a Wednesday. There's just so many teams. Will that still be the case when UCLA and US are we going to have like a week-long tournament one day? Is it just going to be like, hey, the Big Ten men's tournament, 7 days of nonstop basketball action with John Cena in the middle? I mean, it's just a lot of basketball, but you don't complain, do you?
I don't, no.
Now, if Illinois plays on a front, okay, if they double by it.
I might have complained in the past where I had to be there on a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially knowing they probably wouldn't play
right
much beyond that.
I was going to say, that's the problem. As we look at this now, in fact, Kyle, when we come back, can we kind of look and see what the projected Big Ten tournament bracket would be right now, where Illinois would sit, kind of where they would play, and we can even kind of project it a little bit for, well, you want to just, let's just do the projection.
Pick them again?
Let's pick them again. There's two games left. I mean, at least that would give us the better order of things going on, but
Kyle should be able to tell us, because they have it already mapped out of who the favorites are, not that there aren't going to be upsets. If he could just run the simulation, tell us what that looks like, and then we could, of course, give our picks, too, if you want to do that.
Because we're not losing to Michigan. We're not losing to Michigan. I'm not saying you're going to beat Purdue, but you're not losing to Michigan. So I'm anxious to see, then, if everything kind of broke the way it should, where would Illinois be? And I would assume a Thursday would be the start of that thing. I don't think they're going to fall far enough to be on Wednesday, but I guess
that's not
going to
happen.
Okay.
No.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like everybody's bunched up. Seems like one game moves you down like 8 spots. But there are, I think, a distinct 4 at the bottom that are pretty bad that'll be playing Wednesday, in other words.
Minnesota has 1 win. Ohio State has 4.
Yeah.
Nebraska has 7.
Yeah. I think they were 8-9, actually.
Are they really?
I think they were 8-9 in the Big Ten.
I guess after they beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
And they have Michigan State tonight there in Lincoln, so that could be impactful.
I'm trying to think of the other team.
Okay, so Penn State, Wisconsin, and Nebraska are all 8-10.
Oh, okay.
If Illinois lost out, they'd be 10-10. So technically,
you're going to be playing on Thursday, probably.
Yeah.
All right, let's
just go with that.
Yeah, let's go with that. But we'll have Kyle run that projection, and then we'll kind of talk about it when we come back. This is in Chicago this year. So you're going to be heading up to Chicago. Would you just head up Thursday if they played Thursday?
If it's a evening or night game, yeah, okay. Probably.
Otherwise, you'll head up Wednesday and take more pictures.
Oh, I get that. I get that, yep.
I'm heading to it this year, I said.
Oh, that's right.
On Friday, though.
Oh, yeah. So,
now that Illinois is playing on Thursday, I'm going to be sweating it out on Thursday to see if they play.
So you're not going on Thursday?
No.
You didn't?
Because I still got classes before spring break.
Kyle.
We already bought the Friday tickets.
Nobody cares about classes.
It's already a done. We can't go on Thursday.
Just send one of your blonde friends.
Is that the last week before spring break?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, John, yeah. Come on.
Do you have a test?
Oh.
No, I'm saying we've planned the Friday thing for like a month now.
Yeah, but we're trying to be the devil on the shoulder and try
saying,
to
go, I get it.
We're saying go Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see if my dad will comply with that.
College doesn't, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Thank you.
If you go to class. I'm kidding, Kyle. No, it's good that you are going Thursday, but you will be nervous Thursday.
I'm going to be sweating it out.
Are you still going Friday if Illinois would lose?
Yeah, it'll still be fun.
My brother used to sit outside the United Center on the first day because it used to just be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He would go down there and sit outside the United Center and wait for the losing team, whatever game it was, like whatever time he could get down there.
Mm-hmm.
And like you'd have all these, like, let's say Minnesota fans coming out that bought all weekend passes. And he'd be like, hey, how much can I pay for your all week? And most of, like, he had one guy one time, he's like, here, you can just have him. That crap I just witnessed, I don't want to go back in and watch or something. But he would always pay just a smaller amount and then get the entire weekend. But, of course, he lived in Chicago, so that was easy to do. So that's something you need to do, Kyle. If Illinois wins Friday, if you're there, then you need to find the team they beat and say, hey, can I buy your ticket for Saturday? That's the way to do it. All right, we'll be back. We'll kind of talk about that when we return. If you want to weigh in, 217-359-2255. It is The Drive.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Are you looking for a better job in a dynamic family-owned company? Altamont Company is hiring. Searching for a few great people to join operations in Thomasboro or Rantoul? Altamont offers you a full-time position, not part-time, with available shifts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Monday through Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 6:30 a.m., offering benefits including health and dental, and simple IRA retirement plans. Available jobs at Altamont Company include hand sanders and wood prep. No experience is necessary. Altamont trains on site.
Apply online at altamontco.com. Resumes welcome at hr.altamont@gmail.com. On-site applications available. 901 North Church in Thomasboro. Altamont Company, an equal opportunity employer.
You're trying to hire and keep your business going. The problem is most people don't know you're hiring. If you're hiring, let the world know by using radio. Hi, it's Stevie J. Radio is by far the best way to recruit and retain qualified workers. To learn more, why don't you attend our seminar coming up Friday, March 3rd from 9 to 11. Space is limited. And heck, I'll even get you a continental breakfast at 8:30. It's going to be at the I Hotel and Conference Center. Text in HIRE will get you all the details about this. 217-359-2255. But you have to hear this guy. He's a SHRM certified radio guru. Chris Stonick will be flying in from Florida. The seminar again will run from 9 to 11 March 3rd. That's a Friday, and it's free. It's free. If you want information, text in the word HIRE, H-I-R-E, to 217-359-2255. Text in HIRE will get you all the details about this. 217-359-2255.
Join the U of I Alumni Association today. With your annual membership fee, new members will enjoy discounts to alumni merchandise and tickets, career counseling, continuing education, and many more benefits. In addition, the Alumni Association has worked hard building the Alma Market, where visitors can shop alumni-owned businesses and support their favorite local retailers in Champaign-Urbana. For details on these exciting new ventures connecting our Illini community, visit UIAA.org. Go Illini!
John, the price of groceries is enough to send somebody into a panic mode these days.
Yeah, especially when the refrigerator goes kaput.
Even more so. We got a call from a customer who had that problem with a freezer load of those expensive groceries.
And that'll keep you awake at night just thinking about it.
Right. So, because Dick Van Dyke stocks the 100 most used parts, we were able to send a factory-trained tech out to her place to fix the problem before she lost any of that food.
And he wasn't some subcontractor either.
Trained right here locally by the team of Dick Van Dyke.
You know, one way to fight inflation?
Yep.
Keep from having to buy expensive stuff twice.
This is Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store, which means you have the comfort of knowing that if anything goes wrong, we'll make it right. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
ESPN Radio 93.5, The Drive would stay in Piper Lante, Derek Piper. Kyle Tosk, did you run some projections, my friend?
I did.
Okay. What we're doing is we're trying to get a sneak peek at when Illinois basketball will play next week in the Big Ten tournament. Of course, this is all subject to people winning and losing when they should or shouldn't. So, assuming Illinois beats Michigan Thursday night at 6 and loses to Purdue, and then everything else. Are we picking everything else?
We can, but I told him to first.
Oh, that's right.
Run the projection, as in the favorites, okay, as projected, will win.
Okay, so if that happens. So, in other words, maybe they even have Michigan beating Illinois. I don't know who's favored.
Illinois is favored.
Okay.
So, if all the favorites win the rest of the way this final week, Illinois would be the 8 seed.
Wow.
Playing that 11 a.m. game against 9 seed Michigan on Thursday.
Woo!
Rematch.
And then Purdue. Oh, yuck!
And as we know, Illinois has done a really good job with those 11 a.m. games.
Oh, God.
Play that 8-9.
I don't know that they're much different than every other team out
that's
there that
fair enough.
Hates.
Well, they lost at 11 a.m. last year, right? When
yes,
Indiana beat them.
That's right. I forgot about that. Okay, now let's go through and you and I pick them. Is that fair? Because I don't like the 8-9 seed in the Big Ten tournament.
Let's see what we can change.
Can you imagine you haven't played Michigan until almost the last game of the year, and then you turn around and play them twice in a week?
I don't know if I'd want to. Is Howard going to be back?
He was dressed for the game against Wisconsin, went through warmups, was designated as a game-time decision, but then didn't play.
Because it seemed like the last time they played, I thought he was on the bench in street clothes, but I guess not. He must have been.
2 games ago, he wasn't dressed for the game when they played at Rutgers, and then they hosted Wisconsin over the weekend. He was in uniform, but didn't play. That makes it sound like he's pretty close. And
that he's okay.
They are right there on the last four, or I should say first four out.
We have got to. You could literally have a reason why Michigan doesn't make the tournament.
You could keep them out. Especially in that scenario. If you were to beat them in Champaign as projected and then played them in the 8-9 and beat them again, you could wave goodbye to their.
Michigan is knocked out of the tournament. Everything is awesome.
Take that, Hunter. Hunter Dickinson.
Did you see his quote? He hit that ridiculous. No, probably not.
No.
He hit a ridiculous shot to beat Wisconsin.
Okay.
Or to send it to overtime.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And then they beat Wisconsin.
Saw that shot.
They asked him, do you think this will be your last game at the Chrysler Center? Because they finish out with two more road games. And he said, I don't think so.
Oh. Although he's good for basketball in the Big Ten. Let's be honest.
He is.
I mean, as you looked at the last six or seven games Illinois has played, like that game in Columbus, was there any reason, besides being an Illini fan, did you have any kind of to win that game? Like when you play Michigan, it's like, oh, here comes Hunter. Like even as a fan, Kyle, like I would assume as an Orange Crush guy, like I can bring Northwestern in here or I can bring Rutgers in here, but when Michigan comes in and Hunter Dickinson, I mean, he's good for the game, right?
For sure.
It is more fun when you have a reason to get up for a game. And
I agree. I agree.
He's a great Big Ten villain everyone outside of Ann Arbor.
Boom. You just nailed it. He's a great Big Ten villain. That's perfect. Well, so he might be back doing his podcast with
Jordan Bohannon.
Jordan Bohannon. Oh, my. All right. Kyle, let's do this.
All right. These have gone well. Like, every time you guys have picked these, you've been, like, 1 for 5.
Okay, okay. We picked Iowa to beat Michigan State. It didn't look great for a while there, but
I was drinking that day. No, I wasn't. All right, let's go.
All right, Iowa at Indiana tonight.
Indiana.
Michigan State at Nebraska.
We're gonna find out who we need to win.
Well, now I will say that Michigan State is interesting in this whole picture because they've had a game completely canceled against Minnesota, so they're gonna have played one less game,
and they're not gonna remake that.
They said they're not,
because that's messing with our fantasy league. We're trying to figure out how to take games 17 and 18. What would you guys do? So here is a couple scenarios. You could either take whatever happens game 17. So let's say you've got Malik Hall.
Which you do.
Which I do, right. It doesn't matter for me. I've outscored everybody but like three people, but I'm like buried in eighth. I'm like, oh, of course. So let's say you had Malik Hall and he goes for, let's say, 16 and 9. And this is before you know what he's going to do in game 17. We're trying to vote to say, do you just, whatever he does 17, you use that for his game 18. Or do you use his season stats, like Big Ten
season
stats?
Season
average for game 18. That's what I voted on. I'm like, just take the idea of what he's done within the Big Ten and then run those. That's what you are, right? Is what you're.
I think
you
a
are
Big Ten
stats.
Average makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. So I don't know. There's a lot of different scenarios that we got to work through. All right, so this Michigan State thing, this could be their last game.
Well, they play Ohio State. This weekend.
I have to think a Tom Izzo squad is going to go into Nebraska and win. But Nebraska is 8-10 in the Big Ten. What is Michigan
Amazingly
State?
So.
I mean, they're only like 10-8, aren't they?
Nebraska's won 4 in a row.
Oh.
They've beaten Wisconsin, Rutgers, Maryland, and Minnesota during that stretch.
Well.
They've won 4 straight at home, too.
And it's at Lincoln.
It's at Lincoln.
I'd be okay going Nebraska.
Yeah. I'd say Michigan State.
Okay, let's go Michigan State.
Penn State at Northwestern.
I'm telling you, Penn State's the kind of team that's going to give Northwestern fits.
Penn State disappointed me.
Yeah.
They blew, what, an 18-point lead against Rutgers over the weekend at home?
You got to go Northwestern here, right? They're having a pretty special year.
What's the one thing that we talked about that Northwestern wants you to do? They want you to shoot threes. Penn State does that pretty well.
Penn State can do it.
Kyle, be the tiebreaker. My vote's Penn State.
I'll ride with Penn State as well.
Okay, I like it.
Northwestern's lost two in a row. Maybe they're finally falling back down to earth.
They're becoming Northwestern?
That's right.
Okay.
Maryland at Ohio State. Will the Buckeyes
They will not play like that again. They won't play like that again.
Although Maryland on the road.
Yeah, you're right. It's not
awful.
They looked great, though, the other day against Northwestern. They looked really good. I'd probably go Maryland there. I mean, there's a reason Ohio State's won four games. It's not by the way they looked against Illinois.
Maryland.
Illinois, Michigan.
Illinois.
Taking Illinois, okay. Rutgers at Minnesota.
He didn't even ask me.
No, I know. That was the thing.
Illinois.
Yeah.
Rutgers at Minnesota.
Rutgers. Yeah.
And Purdue at Wisconsin.
I mean.
Purdue.
Our final weekend, Ohio State at Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Michigan at Indiana.
I got to go Indiana there, right?
Indiana, yep.
Nebraska at Iowa.
Iowa. Yeah.
Wisconsin at Minnesota.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Maryland at Penn State.
I'd go Penn State there.
Penn State. I want to keep the dream alive
for
Jalen Pickett to go to the tournament.
That would be awesome.
Illinois at Purdue.
Purdue.
And Northwestern at Rutgers.
Oh, man, that comes down to a... Can we flip-flop this with whoever we decide on this one just to see if it makes a difference at the end?
I'd vote Rutgers.
I'd go Rutgers, too. So we would have Northwestern losing four straight. Well...
That's it.
Okay.
Illinois would still be an 8 seed.
Oh, no!
They'd play Northwestern instead of Michigan.
I think we just put them in a worse spot.
All right, flip the result. Have Northwestern beat Rutgers.
We're a 1 seed.
Illinois moves up to a 7.
There you go.
Really?
But, hold on, they play Penn State.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Kyle, I don't think you're going to see a game Friday.
So I'm going Thursday. I can book the hotel now.
Oh, man. None of those sound good. None of those sound good. And if you would have just beaten Ohio State, right? Man.
If Illinois beats Purdue and all the rest of your scenario stays the same, they still wouldn't get the double bye. They'd be the 5.
Okay. Well, that'd be a heck of a lot better.
So it's pretty bleak for any hope of Friday.
This is crazy. This is crazy that you remember way back. I remember when we were like, oh my goodness, Illinois' Big Ten schedule is so good. It's so easy. Illinois has a chance to win the Big Ten.
Ugh. If Illinois would have won on Sunday, they'd be in a 5-way tie for second place. And there could have been quite a watch party for Purdue at Wisconsin. It's not like anything crazy's happened in Madison the last week of the regular season to sway a Big Ten title one way or the other.
No.
After Illinois' game against Michigan, then Purdue plays at Wisconsin. Mm. Crazier things obviously have happened.
Right.
But not that I'm expecting it.
Wow. That yeah. Okay.
Oh, well.
What does Richard say? Hunter's just predicting the Michigan will play in the NIT. That he will be back.
As to say he's coming back.
Yeah, right. That he's going to be back for one more game in the Chrysler Center. Where's the Breslin? That's Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Assembly Hall's in Bloomington. Mackey is in West Lafayette. Carver in Iowa. It's not the Rack anymore. It's Jersey Mike's, right?
That's right. That's still the Rack.
Who are we missing? Jordan and Penn
Bryce
State.
Bryce Jordan, the Value City Arena in Columbus.
Yeah, see, I would probably get that one wrong. I forget what that's called. Nebraska is the pinnacle. The Barn in Minnesota.
Xfinity Center, Maryland.
Oh, see, I wouldn't have gotten that one. I probably would miss the two newest, right? Or I don't know if they're new. Well, Rutgers is probably the newest in terms of the name. I'm sorry, not in terms of the...
Real quick, how about Carver Arena over the weekend with Bradley winning Missouri Valley? That place was sold out and bonkers.
It was crazy. That's awesome. I mean, honestly, congrats to Bradley. SIU's the 3 seed. Well, and get this, Bradley and Illinois State may... If Illinois State wins the first game of their tournament Wednesday... Is that Wednesday or Thursday? Then they would play Bradley on Friday. I can tell you right now, there's no love lost on those two teams. And Southern, unfortunately, is going to run into Drake again. We deserve it. All right, we're running out of time. Thanks to Calamity McIntyre. Good stuff from her. We'll see everybody tomorrow. It is The Drive.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
Hey, Lands Heating and Cooling here today to talk to you about rebates and incentives. Hey, at Lands, we've got $400 off a brand new system rebate. Ameren's got AC and heat bump rebates and up to $1,000 for qualifying systems. We've got 0% for 60 months on all qualifying Trane equipment. Call Lands today at 217-355-5512. Lands Heating and Cooling. Why call anyone else? Or for details, go to landsinc.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at kramersiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Hey, Lands Heating and Cooling, today to talk to you about your indoor air quality. When's the last time your ductwork's been cleaned? We have systems to help improve filtration, clean your air better, UV air purification systems, duct cleaning. Do you have dry skin? Is your hardwood cracking? We've got whole house humidifier systems that we can add onto your furnace to bring that air up to perfect quality for you. Call Lands Heating and Cooling today. Lands, why call anyone else?
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champaign. You know them for their five incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champaign, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champaign. They're at Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampaign.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R. RRAChampaign.com.
Hi, I'm Nicole Gorman with Above Able Boutique. I'm on the Eastern Illinois Food Bank prom court trying to become queen and alleviate food insecurity in Eastern Illinois. Your donations count as votes towards my campaign while helping feed our neighbors in need. You could attend the event, donate, or be a sponsor of this Vegas Night fundraiser on March 4th. When you donate, Eastern Illinois Food Bank is able to feed 1 out of 7 kids in the 18-county service area suffering from food insecurity. Help support me like my friends at Ashley by visiting eifoodbank.org, clicking on the event tab, then prom court, and selecting me, Nicole. Thank you so much.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St.